Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're tuned to The Drive on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back to The Drive. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson, and this is time for the Fantasy Football Focus. Matt, our DFS lineup this weekend, I did have to make the switch. I pulled Marquise Brown out yesterday. I went with Darius Slayton in that spot.
He did fine.
He was the same price. He caught 5 for 86. He was used in 11.8% of leagues. He got us 13.6 points. So
yeah, I mean, they were in comeback mode and threw a lot in the second half, so that worked out.
He is a viable fantasy option.
He's
the only Giants receiver who hasn't gotten hurt the last couple of years.
Yeah. He has the remedy for the curse, but he's fine. Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to catch balls.
Yeah, whatever they're doing with him up there, they got to start having him hang out with three other guys. So right now, we are in the money, despite scoring, get this, 107 points.
Wow.
That's what we got.
We had Kelce, though, didn't we?
We did not. We went with Hawkinson.
Oh, yeah, we switched it out.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking about Kelce last night.
Yeah, if you had Kelce, you were golden this week, but you had to pay up to get him, and then, therefore, you had to, you were going to lose out on some other guys. So we went with a Chargers stack, which worked out okay for us.
Because we had
Justin Herbert, only 7.7% ownership, $6,900. He got us 20.7 points, which that was fine.
We got our money out of him. Then.
Yeah. We had Ekeler at 8,500, 16.1% ownership. He got us 18 points, which was fine. Yeah. Not what you're paying up for, but again, that was decent. We had David Montgomery. He had 30.9% ownership. So he was highly owned, $6,100. He got us 21.1 points.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen is part of our Chargers stack. Good thing we picked him instead of Mike Williams.
Yeah, we were torn, yeah.
Yeah, he had 5 catches for 94 yards, 13.4 points, $6,400, 2% ownership. Nobody trusted Keenan Allen coming back.
He just happened to fit in. That was like our last puzzle piece from what I remember.
Yeah, right. Kadarius Toney at 5,400.
Yeah.
36.1% ownership. Everybody was on Kadarius Toney, and he got a big zero.
Yeah, I started him in several leagues, and I'm sure people watched, didn't have any kind of target or usage, and then the announcers were very late to the matter, but he pulled a hamstring like early in the second quarter and never came back.
Yeah, yeah. So we had Nico Collins at 4,100, 11.5% ownership, 5 catches for 48 yards, so he had 9.8 points, but that's $4,100 we spent there.
Yeah.
That was a nice
value. So
that was our
new theory of go get a cheap receiver.
Yeah.
And he ended up being worth it.
Yeah.
If not more. Yeah.
Hawkinson didn't have a great week. He got the targets. He's like in 3 weeks with the Vikings, he's got like 28 targets.
I know.
He's just nuts.
Focal point.
But he had 5 catches for 34 yards. Nobody in their offense did anything. It was awful. We'll get to that here when we get to the breakdown here. But he's $5,300. 4.1% ownership. We got 8.4 points out of him, so that was okay. Slayton for 5,000, as I mentioned, 11.8% ownership, 13.6. And then we had the Steelers defense was actually our most – they were the most owned player in our lineup other than Tony. 33.4% ownership on the Steelers. So everybody agreed with us that the Steelers at $2,300 was way too cheap.
Yeah, wow. They allowed too many points.
They got us 2 points, yeah. They had two sacks, two interceptions, but they gave up more than 35 points. Now, three of that was because the offense went for it on fourth down with like 4 minutes left and gave up a free field goal.
True.
You know, that kind of hurts you in the situation.
35 is a distinguishing number.
35 is the number, where you lose points there. So
it starts going backwards.
But we're in 100. We're solidly in the money, which kind of tells you how everybody else did this week. The leader in this week has 190.7 points. There's an eight point difference between that and second place, and then a 30 point difference between first place and third place.
Wow,
huge.
So who'd the leader hit on?
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
6% ownership. Tony Pollard, only 5.8% ownership.
Everyone feared Zeke too much.
Yeah. David Montgomery, which we had.
Okay.
Palmer. Jordan Palmer had 33.6 points, $5,900. 2.2% ownership.
Wow. Josh Palmer.
Okay. Or Josh Palmer, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
George Pickens at 2.8% ownership. How did we not go there? He's $5,200.
Yeah.
18.3 points.
Owned him a lot, too.
Yeah. Jacoby Myers at 5,500. He only got 9.2. Greg Dulcich got 7 points and 18% ownership. Cordero Patterson, 12.9 points in that game. And then the Patriots defense at 3,700 was worth the money at 17 points scored, thanks to that touchdown but that they got.
Held them to 3, and then they got a touchdown, too. So yeah. It was – Cordarrelle and the Patriots, the last two names you mentioned, both had special teams touchdowns.
Yeah. I don't think you get points on draft.
I didn't know if that's my next question. Yeah.
Well, maybe
half the leagues out there do. And
I think you do in this one because he had 7 receiving yards, 2 receptions, 52 rushing yards, and the kick return, he got 12.9 points. So they had to get credit for the touchdown there. More importantly this week, Matt, you and I had our rematch in the ORFBL. In the ORFL, I should say. And for the second time in a row, I have come out victorious, and my quarterback hasn't even played yet.
I like my chances going into this one, too.
You were
a
huge favorite.
Star-studded lineup.
You were a huge favorite. You were a 140. You were a 18-point favorite against me this week, to the point where I pulled McPherson when I saw the win yesterday.
Ah.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to go with Dicker the kicker. He's going to be kicking in good weather. I actually would have had more points if I'd have stuck with McPherson as opposed to Dicker the kicker. But
yeah,
I don't need him.
And I didn't have a bad week. I ended up with folded up. I have 121. You have 125 with Jimmy G still looming. So obviously this is over. But, I mean, I felt good with Hurts, Kamara, Barkley, Higgins, McLaurin.
Barkley did nothing. My goodness.
Yeah, Barkley was brutal.
He was brutal. So. Yeah, you started Njoku. You put him into the lineup late. What would have happened? Who was your other tight end? Trey McBride.
It was Trey McBride.
Yeah, he still has to play tonight. Yeah. I mean, Najee Harris, Jonathan Taylor, Davante Adams.
Najee's fantasy stock's going through the roof all of a sudden.
Yeah, all that talk last week about Najee when Mike Tomlin announced, well, he's got some soreness in his knee, and I'm listening to the fantasy shows. It's trending downwards for Najee Harris. I'm like, didn't he just have his best game of the year? And Mike Tomlin didn't say he's out for the next game. He just said he's got some knee soreness. He's going to be slow at the beginning of the week. That's all.
And I'm hoping Warren gets back tomorrow. Don't get me wrong. But if Warren's out, Najee's going to get workload like he did last year.
Yeah. I mean, I think that he's the kind of guy that I think the more he touches the ball, the better he gets.
Mm-hmm. He's a volume back.
And I think they need to continue to look at doing that. There's got to be a way you can also incorporate Warren into the package. I would definitely try to make sure that Najee gets 20 carries or 20 touches every game.
And he has the last two. The run-pass ratio is a little too pass-heavy for my taste yesterday, but such is life. But he's going to get the ball a lot.
Yeah, as he should. Looking at yesterday's top performers, Burrow topped the quarterbacks with those 355 yards, the four touchdowns. Daniel Jones had 341 and a touchdown in that game. Of course, they were
didn't even throw the ball great. I mean, they were in catch-up mode.
He also had 50 yards rushing in that game. So, you know,
he always does.
Yeah. Ryan Tannehill had 333. He was 22 of 27 with a couple of touchdowns against the Packers. That Packers defense, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's a real problem. That was my defense to own all year because of all the talent, but they are not a good defense at all.
Mahomes had 329 and three touchdowns. That's become the norm for him. He's steady Eddie in terms of the quarterback.
It doesn't even matter who their receivers are.
No. I mean,
Sky Moore stepped up a little bit. They played a lot more double tight end sets. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. If he were in Green Bay right now, would he be having success?
Yeah. He's the best player on the planet.
Yeah. Jacoby Brissett had 324 and three touchdowns. Nobody started Jacoby Brissett.
No, but he's had a good year. I mean, he is not the problem with the Browns.
Well, he somewhat is. But they can't stop anybody. Their defense is awful.
They can't stop anybody.
Yeah.
They didn't have any rushing production yesterday either.
Right. Derek Carr had 307 and two touchdowns against
Denver. That's encouraging.
Against Denver.
Yeah, right.
So that was
Devontae blew up.
Yeah. Herbert had 280 and two touchdowns. Dak Prescott, 276 and two touchdowns. They only threw the ball 25 times. He was 22 of 25.
He looked great doing it. Yeah, he looked great doing it. You know, but they didn't need to.
Kenny Pickett then had the 265 and a touchdown. Man, he would have had a monster fantasy day. He overthrew George Pickens on the one in the end zone from midfield. That would have been a 50-yard touchdown. He's all by himself. Threw it to the wrong side.
Oh, yeah.
And then later in the game, just after the two-minute warning, Pickens dropped one. Down the sideline.
It was a long touchdown.
That
was his best throw of the day.
It was a perfect throw, and Pickens just dropped it.
Right through his hand.
He does that, and Kenny, we're talking about what a great game Kenny Pickett had. It would have given the Steelers an opportunity to perhaps to win that game as well, because that was, again, 2 minutes left. You might get the ball back in the closing seconds.
But yeah, and go ahead.
No, go ahead. It didn't happen, I was going to say. Yeah.
No, it didn't, but I was reading some fantasy stuff this morning. So since week four, Pickett is 10th in rushing attempts and 10th in yards amongst NFL quarterbacks too. So he's not Daniel Jones, 50 yards a game, but he's going to run consistently.
Yeah,
you know,
both of his runs yesterday were designed runs too. Both were designed runs. The number 10 quarterback this week was Andy Dalton, 260 and three touchdowns.
He played really well.
Yeah, when people talk about, well, the Steelers, they just beat up on Andy Dalton last week. Andy Dalton has not been the problem necessarily for the Saints this year.
He was 9th in quarterback EPA coming into the Steeler game and just had his best game of the year after playing the Steelers.
Right. Yeah.
He's been good.
You look at the other end of the spectrum on that. there's some bad performances out there.
Patriots-Jets?
Mariota had 131 yards passing and a touchdown. Now, he also ran for a touchdown. But that's just 13 of 20. Kirk Cousins, 13 of 23 for 105 and got sacked seven times. Ugh.
Yeah, didn't even finish the game.
And that wasn't even the worst performance by a starter this week. That would belong to one Zach Wilson, who was 9 of 22 for 77 yards.
Hideous.
I mean,
really, really bad. Yeah. He might be getting benched.
It doesn't sound like they're interested in doing that.
No, I know, but maybe I should say he should be getting benched.
Only two 100-yard rushing games this week.
I meant to bring that up to you earlier, that not our theory, but our observation about how rushing is up like crazy. Took a step back yesterday. You know, we mentioned Barkley, but Chubb and Taylor had a good series and then did nothing. We'll talk a lot of Colts going forward. But, like, a lot of running backs were underwhelming this past week.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater. Yep. You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game, bro.
Well, there were 11 guys who had more than 80 yards, which, okay. Josh Jacobs led the way with 24 for 109. Isaiah Pacheco.
That's the leading rusher of the league, though, is 109. Right. I mean, that's low.
Isaiah Pacheco had 15 for 107, splitting carries. He actually was on the field less than McKinnon.
Buzzy, I say Edwards-Helaire left the game. I didn't see who ended up with the more snap count.
Yeah, but, McKinnon had the higher snap count. Pacheco 15 for 107.
Is Pacheco an every week starter?
Yes.
Fantasy?
Yes.
I think so, too.
I think so. Moving forward. Najee Harris was actually third with his 20 for 90 and two touchdowns. Derrick Henry, 28 for 87 and a touchdown. His long run was nine, they won.
Grinding it out.
James Cook against Cleveland at 11 for 86. Everybody can run on Cleveland.
Everyone can run on Cleveland. I think Cook's somebody you got to pick up or at least pay attention to.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts was actually 16 for 86 in a touchdown, but his passing was they only scored
not
17 points in that game. It was a struggle.
They had some struggles.
Yeah, Devin Singletary, 18 for 86 in a touchdown in that same game that James Cook had 11 for 86. So between those two running backs, they had 172 rushing yards on just 29 attempts.
Which, to your point, I think reflects more on the Browns.
The Browns can't.
We know the Bills, that's not how they want to. Yeah. The Bills don't even want to play that way.
No.
But if you're just going to gash them over and over, sure, we'll hand it off.
Yeah, absolutely. Fields had 18 for 85, keeping his run going there. No pun intended. You know, two of your top 10 rushers this week were quarterbacks. Taylor came in at ninth with 22 for 84 in a touchdown. And then Ekeler, 19 for 83 in the touchdown. You know, just some
down week across the board, though.
Yeah, just looking here to see if there's anybody on here that it might be worth picking up. Justin Jackson was actually 15th. He had 9 for 66, but that was in Jamal Williams had a decent Jamal Williams scored three touchdowns, 17 for 64. Justin Jackson, though, 7.3 a carry in that game.
Yeah, I mean, they've won three in a row, and Swift seems like a part-time player. He saved his day by scoring, but he's on the field very much. There might be a spot for Jackson, especially if Williams were to go down.
Right. That's one. He should at least be stashed away at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good call.
Cam Akers, it looks like he is the lead guy. Even though Henderson started the game, Akers got 14 carries for 61 yards. Henderson played four snaps.
Yeah, I saw that.
Four snaps. He started the game and played four snaps.
I mean, I like Akers' style on his best day much more than Henderson. So I'm kind of rooting that he turns into something again, but I not have a lot of faith in that.
No, nor do I. Looks like Latavius Murray is the guy to own now in Denver.
Yeah.
Melvin Gordon was released today.
I think his contract's up after the year, and he's been fumbling like crazy, and I think they just said, enough's enough. Let's send some kind of message.
Yeah. Now, Murray's going to be a volume guy. He's not going to be somebody that you want to run out there week after week, I'm going to get a lot of upside here. We had 17 for 49 in the touchdown.
If he's going to lead his team in carries.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be at least a flex play moving forward. So he should definitely be in your lineup as at least a flex. The other guy that got carry, well, really wasn't Kenyon Drake. Had 10 for 46 for the Ravens. Ravens can't run the football conventionally.
Their offense was a disaster last night or yesterday.
Yeah.
They threw the ball. They came out throwing.
They've done that several times this year.
Yeah.
And they can't score.
I didn't understand. And they can't score. Like, I came away more worried about Baltimore than, you know, confident that they're going to be a contender. I thought yesterday was a big step backwards for them.
To that point, let's talk about the leading receivers. There were 10 guys over 100 yards this week, and one of them was a Raven, and it was not who you might think. T. Higgins led the way with 9 for 148 against the Steelers. Devontae Adams, 7 for 141 and two touchdowns.
He's as good as ever.
Yeah. DeMarcus Robinson was third, 9 for 128 for the Ravens in that game against Carolina. Now, we said to put him on your radar a couple of weeks ago when he had a decent game. You got to pick him up now.
I guess. I mean, if he's the number one receiver, which he looks like he is on any team, I mean, again, I think they were foolish to throw the ball as much as they did, but he would have been like a second round pick if he didn't have off the field stuff. He ended up going like in the fourth, and he's had splashes around the league since he's, you know, since he's been drafted.
Yeah. Yeah. It just seems like he has a nice rapport with Lamar Jackson. Travis Kelce, 6 for 115 and three touchdowns. I heard a stat.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
So Travis Kelce never scored a touchdown against the Chargers in San Diego when they were in San Diego. The Chargers have now been in L.A. for 3 years. I believe it's 3 years. Yeah, that sounds right.
That sounds right.
He has 7 touchdowns in those 3 games.
It's remarkable. And Derwin's doing everything he can against them. He's grabbing. He's doing everything possible. It's just Kelce's a superstar.
Yeah. Amari Cooper had 8 for 113 and two touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's real. I mean, again, I thought Brissett played well. That's not their formula, but
no, it's not what they want to do. Treylon Burks, another guy we said to put on the radar, 7 for 111 in that game for the Titans against Green Bay.
I'm sure there'll be some hit or miss to his game.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he has big playability, and he might consistently be their top target guy. I'd say that with a question mark.
He might be more of a DFS play. I don't know.
Yeah.
Pollard had 6 for 109 and two touchdowns. He didn't produce a ton on the in the air or on the ground, but that's what you're waiting for with Pollard. Like he can be an elite third down guy.
Absolutely. I think him and Zeke got the same number of carries, but now he's taken over the passing down work, and he's gotten much, much better in protection. I mean, that was always Zeke's claim to fame.
Right. Yeah. Well, Zeke's just so good in protection, we can't have Pollard out there.
Right.
Pollard catches 6 passes for 109 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's got to be on the field.
Yeah. I mean, he's like almost a McCaffrey-like weapon right now.
Yeah. Josh Palmer, 8 for 106 and 2 touchdowns in that game after Mike Williams. That's all those passes that Mike Williams might have caught, they went to Josh Palmer.
Mm-hmm. And he's useful. I mean, he's had some stints, and I think they have 3 solid receivers when healthy.
Yeah. Chris Olave, 5 for 102 and a touchdown. That's kind of got him back to what he had been doing. And then,
oh, yeah, he's an every-week starter, yeah.
Your guy, Wandell Robinson, 9 for 100.
Yeah, he was good.
9 for 100 and then got hurt.
Yep, of course.
Season
and your boy
over.
Slayton did well, too.
Yeah, Slayton had 5 for 86. Keenan Allen had 5 for 94. So it looks like he's back. George Pickens, 4 for 83 and a touchdown. Could have had a much bigger day, as we mentioned, the 2 long passes.
Double that, yeah.
Yeah, they could have really had a monster day. Cortland Sutton was fine this week, 5 for 80, without Jerry Jeudy out there taking up the other spot.
Yeah.
Pat Freiermuth, 8 for 79 in that game.
So he was the second highest tight end.
Yes.
Behind Kelce, okay. I mean, he's kind of in that neighborhood every week.
He's pushed his way into that conversation as a top 5 tight end.
No, I agree.
Without a doubt.
Especially with Goddard out and Waller not in the equation. I don't trust Kittle. I'd start Freiermuth over all but 2 or 3. I mean, on a week-to-week basis.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just looking here at some of the other names. Terrace Marshall, 3 for 76. I mean, he's the deep threat on that team.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's on the field all the time.
He's not going to be a high volume. He's not going to go out there and get 7 or 8 catches. But this is pretty consistently now where he's been, 60 or more yards over the last month.
Every week, though, he produces.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a Deshaun Jackson 1 for 18 and then 2 for 118 type
right,
of guy.
Right,
yeah. I mean, he does some of the dirty work, too,
yeah,
and some big play stuff. So it's not bad.
Randall Cobb came back this week and had 6 for 73. I guarantee Randall Cobb's on a lot of waiver wires. Are you picking up Randall Cobb?
PPR, I'm considering it because he doesn't have any big playability.
No,
but he might get the most targets.
Rodgers trusts him like nobody else on that team. Right. He will get peppered with targets.
I mean, you'd rather have Lazard or Watson, though.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know, he's still number three on his team.
Dawson Knox had 7 for 70. Dawson Knox.
Yeah, he's been frustrating.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of maybe they save him for down the stretch. They went through a long period in that game. Like the entire first half of that game, Stephon Diggs didn't have a target. Didn't have a target, and then they threw one to him right at the end of the half for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. And they ran the ball extremely easy, as we talked about.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I think that was more of the formula. But and they pulled away.
Knox had 7 for 70, though, so he was their leading receiver in that game.
He's probably on waiver wires.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. I mean, he's done nothing this year. We saw a Robert Woods revival, 6 for 69 in that same game with Treylon Burks. You trust him?
Yeah. No, but I mean, I'm not saying he shouldn't be in leagues. I mean, I'd have a hard time starting him. Yeah. That whole passing game to me is
broken. Yeah. It's broken. Yeah. Justin Watson, South Fayette's own, 3 for 67. If Kadarius Toney's out, if Juju Smith-Schuster's out, who else is missing for them?
Well, Valdez-Scantling didn't get targeted until like the last drive.
Yeah.
Or at least didn't catch a ball to the last drive.
Mahomes
trusts. And they're using more tight ends.
Yeah. Mahomes trusts Justin Watson. I mean,
you can do worse.
Yeah. I mean, we saw Sky Moore, his first big, he had 5 for 63. But if
I think I'd rather more.
I think, long-term, I'd rather have more. I don't know.
Well, of course.
I think Watson, to me, might be more reliable and might be the guy that they put out there. Because he's been playing all season.
No, right.
You know, and he's the guy that, I think if some of those other guys are out, he's going to be running a lot more consistently running routes out there. I don't know this guy more necessarily. They trust him 100% yet.
I'd be interested how they divvied up snap counts. I mean, well, they were so short on receivers, they all probably played more than they wanted, especially when Tony went out. But my hunch is Moore probably is a 50% snap guy going forward. Maybe Watson's on the field more than that.
Yeah, so interesting. Definitely some guys this week that you could look at to potentially pick up. If somebody cut Josh Palmer in your league, because Williams and Allen were coming back, which is he was one of the more cut guys, believe it or not.
I could see that. Right.
Pick him up.
I don't trust Williams at all.
No. And Keenan Allen's one. I'm in 30-year-old hamstring. He could leave again tomorrow. He could pull it in practice.
And he was on the sideline a fair amount in that game too.
Yeah, I mean they're easing him back into it. Mm-hmm. So
I think Everett comes back, but still Palmer's good.
Yeah, Palmer should be drafted pretty. I think next year's draft he'll be a hotter name.
I can see that. Yeah,
we'll see what happens with the other guys on the roster, but yeah, I could definitely see them opening things up a little bit even more so. But that is going to do it for the show today, Matt.
All right, good stuff.
Yeah. Did you miss any of our show today? You can download full episodes of all of our SNR podcast shows, such as The Drive, In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, The Steelers Blitz with Wes and Motes, The Steelers Standard with Tom and Jacob, as well as many more. They're all available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Don't worry, Matt. I've already put in a phone call to Jimmy G. They're going to take it easy on you tonight. I'm not going to run the score up on you, but since the game is over, he's probably not going to take a knee. But for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Jacob Recht here on site, keeping us on the air, I am Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.